From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Bangladesh has begun 2 days of mourning after a group of seven Islamist militants killed 20 hostages. Islamic State claimed responsibility for a late Friday siege on an upscale Dhaka restaurant. Kamal Hassan, a former foreign minister and law minister of Bangladesh, told VOA's Urdu service that terrorism has nothing to do with religion. Therefore, the Islamic State is not representative, he says, of Islam or the Muslim world.
I am amazed that in the middle of the 21st century, we are suddenly being presented with somebody who, in a most arrogant way, have arrogated to themselves the right to say that they are Islamic State or they are Daesh. Who has given them this right? I am a Muslim. I don't recognize any such thing as an Islamic State, I mean, such as they have set up.
The French news agency quotes a senior Bangladeshi minister today as saying the attackers had no connection with the Islamic State, but were instead members of a homegrown militant group. Reuters quotes the national police chief saying the seven militants were Bangladeshis. Suicide car bombing at a busy shopping area in Baghdad today has killed at least 75, wounded more than 130 others. Islamic State claimed responsibility. A second deadly blast occurred in eastern Baghdad, killing at least one person, wounding several others. For that attack, there has been no claim of responsibility. In Pakistan, severe flooding from monsoon rains has killed at least 30 in a northern district near the Afghan border. Officials say a mosque and several homes were washed away in the flooding. Search, rescue, and relief operations are underway, but bad weather and washed-out roads are hampering efforts. This is VOA News. Some influential American lawmakers and other officials have begun a trip to Pakistan by meeting with the country's military chief. They discussed the situation in Afghanistan and efforts to strengthen Pakistan's border security. Speaking prior to the Americans' visit, Army spokesman Lieutenant General Asim Bajwa insisted Islamabad is committed to cracking down on militant groups involved in the Afghan conflict.
Pakistan is not at all sheltering anyone, and Pakistan is not aiding anyone, is not allowing its soil to be used for attacks across the border.
Relations between Washington and Islamabad have been particularly deteriorating after the May 21st U.S. drone strike that killed the leader of the Afghan Taliban, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, in Pakistan. Elie Wiesel, who survived the Nazi death camps in World War II to become a world-renowned author and Nobel Peace Prize winner, has died at the age of 87. Wiesel won the 1986 Nobel Peace Prize for speaking out against war as well as discrimination, keeping memories of the Holocaust alive, and the suppression of human rights.
We teach by example. We live as examples. If we could reduce the hate in one person, I think that in itself would create a difference for the whole world. I believe in that whatever we do leaves a trace somewhere.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu mourned Wiesel by saying he gave expression to the victory of human spirit over cruelty and evil. President Obama called Wiesel a dear friend who was one of the great moral voices of our time. The Romanian-born Wiesel was shipped off to the notorious Auschwitz death camp in 1944, along with most of his immediate family. His parents and sister were murdered there. Wiesel survived to go on to have a career as a journalist. Australians may have to wait a few more days to find out who will be in charge of the next government as election results are still too close to call. Australians' conservative ruling coalition and opposition are running neck and neck so far in vote counting from Saturday's election, and neither side may have the seats to form a majority government. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said today he has every confidence his coalition has won the national elections and he will be able to form a coalition government. But speaking to supporters late on Saturday, opposition leader Bill Shorten sounded optimistic for his party, which currently holds the lead. Get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news at our website, voanews.com. And don't forget about the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.